I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Mountain West turns out to be a pretty good place for family life, according to the latest Family Prosperity Index. It examines 60 economic and social factors as a measure of well-being. Derek Monson is with the conservative think tank, the Sutherland Institute, which helped fund the work.
When we say prosperity, a lot of times we kind of narrow our definition to a couple of economic things like income, but out in the real world, it encompasses a lot more, and the index reflects that and captures a lot of those other variables.
The family prosperity rankings also consider social factors like drug abuse, religious attendance, and crime rates. Utah tops the latest family prosperity index. Idaho, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana are all in the top 15. New Mexico ranked last. The Gazette reports that emails between top administrators at the Environmental Protection Agency allege the danger posed by chemicals contaminating the drinking water in the communities of Widefield, Fountain, and Security could be more toxic than originally believed. According to the paper, the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry recently sought to publish a study revealing how perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, found in military firefighting foam could be nearly six times more toxic than current advisories. In the contested review, at the new levels deemed immunotoxic, a shot glass of the chemical would be enough to pollute the water in a train of tank cars stretching from Colorado Springs to Grand Junction. The review suggests the actual level of standard contamination is 12 parts per trillion versus the existing standard of 70 parts per trillion. This is 91.5 KRCC News.